Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is 9:09, and it's time for you to get in on the happy hauntings at the Disneyland Resort. Halloween time's back September 6th through October 31st. Right now, if you're calling number 97 at 800-400-3697, you get a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day Disneyland Resort tickets. Just like that. Be caller 97. Winning is all day, 9, noon, and 5. We'll be looking for caller number 97. Good luck. Call now.
The same number you're calling to win those tickets. Yeah. Oh, Disney.
Why are you so good?
Get everything right.
Yep.
I was saying that I keep trying to do stuff, and everything goes, you know, there's always something goes wrong, but not when I go to Disney.
No.
We've had three spectacular home run, everything went right.
They just know
Disney.
How to do it.
It's unbelievable.
It's head and shoulders above any
if
other
only
theme park.
Every other thing you did with the kids went that well.
Right.
But it doesn't.
Well, it's that little touch of magic.
Right.
Home run. Out of the park.
Every time.
Where was I? Oh, yeah, that number, the number you're calling to win those Disney tickets, is the number we also get texts at. You can text us. You just put that number in and then text
Boom.
Us.
Just like that.
Just say stuff. Whatever.
La, la, la.
I just tuned on the radio, and I hear Vinny saying I'm gay. What just happened?
Oh,
I was
impersonating.
No, I was. Oh. Well, I mean, I would if I was. I would
sure.
love to be
well, I had it.
Out. But actually, it's about the guy who he starts the conversion therapy.
Spends 20 years ruining people's lives
right.
and now has come out as a gay man. He's
yeah.
going to live his true self.
Right. Gee, thanks, dude.
Well, I guess it's clear that doesn't work, in case anyone was confused about that.
Right. Mid-70s, Blue Oyster Cult would play San Francisco as Soft White Underbelly to test out new material.
Oh, funny.
Heard Don't Fear the Reaper and more before the album was released.
Oh, wow. Well,
I guess
so
you
that
could
was their alter
that.
Ego, right?
Before people had their recording devices
right.
everywhere.
And nothing was a secret ever. Oh, how come you're playing everything so soft today? Crank
well,
it up.
Well, I thought you were going to talk, so I'll just have it in the
right.
background, you know?
And swear then we couldn't go on.
This is a weird version of it, isn't it?
Is this a weird version of it?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. It does sound odd.
It sounds
but
off.
Only because you're...
Damn it.
Got some good cowbell on there, though.
What is it?
I don't know if you guys are clicky or if it's my Wi-Fi or that dumpster fire... Or the radio.com app. Anyone else saying you're clicky? It's your Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
I'm sure
Wi-Fi.
That it's your Wi-Fi. It wouldn't be the radio.com app.
That's for sure. Hey, so clicky is in... Have we heard from anyone else that it's
no,
a little clicky?
No, just them. It's their Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Yep. That's what it is. Yeah, get a Wi-Fi.
Someone's writing in to say, you can have your phone number registered with the Whole Foods Prime app.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you know.
But believe me, I had my hands full. I was just barely holding it together. Barely.
Yep.
I know some people are like, what is your problem? But it's hard for me.
Yeah, dadding is tough.
It's easy for you, and that's great.
Yes, it's
I'm not mad
it's
about that.
You.
I'm glad.
Yep. Babies.
They're the best.
Well, I'll tell you, thank God for that front pack.
Yeah.
When he invented that, he really nailed it.
Oh, God?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because that's the only way I get anything done.
Right. Well, and she gets to, like, face the world.
And even then, it's sketchy. Mm. I opened the refrigerator the other day while wearing that. She pulled a bottle of hot sauce, a bottle, glass bottle, right out of the shelf before I even noticed it was happening.
Smash it.
Of course.
Of course you did. Oh, great. More work for me. That should be fun. Take you off, put you in your playpen where you can't step on the glass you just created.
Mm-hmm. Oh, people wrote in, a lot of people wrote in actually saying that that car had the roof cut off.
Okay. That's how, yeah, well, that explains it because honestly, I did think, how the hell did anyone survive that? That's a flattening. It's actually, I don't know where on Mulholland they crashed, but there are some places where it's just a sheer cliff. Like, it looks like,
well,
at least
they didn't
go off
the... Well, that's how what's-his-name died, right?
Who? James Dean?
Yeah. Isn't it?
I don't know.
I thought it was on Mulholland.
I thought it was the guy from Jan and Dean who died on Mulholland.
I think both of them died over there.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, you can die on that road.
Scott needs to check Edson's birth certificate. No way he's 39.
Yeah.
Try 49.
I think when we met him, he was saying he was 35, and that had to be 100 years ago. That guy's been lying about his age ever since he hit 30, probably.
I don't understand why. What's the difference?
Mm-hmm. Matters to him, I guess. He's only 80% gay.
He's not the celebrity in that relationship,
though. He's only 20% gay.
What is the difference?
Yeah, he just, that's his thing. Some people, that's their thing. They lie about their age.
Oh.
And he lies about it.
Well, right.
There's
celebrities
no question.
Do. Yeah. But regular people?
Oh, I'm not a celebrity? What?
Okay.
Capujo.
I mean, I understand when you're Cher, you still want to be 50.
Sure.
50 is ideal.
Sure. 50 would be great if I could just mark time at 50.
50.
When you're 80, you know, 50 just becomes less believable.
Right.
But with that work she's had done, woo, she looks great.
Hey, you can't tell her age.
No.
I mean, if you didn't know she's been around since the 50s, you wouldn't know.
You'd be like, I don't know, somewhere in her 60s. Which is good.
Even I wouldn't say
she's
that.
Lower than that.
There's not a...
Well, you might.
There's not one line on that face.
You look at the pullback, though, and you go, well, it looks like about 30 years of pullback.
Have Sarah sing Long Train Runnin' of the Doobies. Sounds great on acoustic.
I'm not going to sing. I'm just going to listen.
You started this. Come on.
I didn't start it.
Yep.
I just said, this is great. I love the Doobie Brothers.
I want to sing. You said I'll sing with them. Oh, here you go.
You asked me. You're the one who started it.
Come on.
There's a long intro. It's a very long intro.
Is it?
Oh, you're jumping ahead.
Yeah, it's too bad. Jump ahead.
Get it. I love. This is a great song. Where would you be now? Without love. Yeah, it's a good one. I'll throw a little harmony on there if he wants me to.
There you go.
He's not going to want me to.
All right, you just said you would.
I'll do it if he wants me to, is what I said.
Well.
He won't want me to.
What are you going to ask him?
No, I'm not. I'm just going to let him do his thing.
I'll ask him.
Don't, please don't.
I'll take care of that.
Never hurts to jump in with the harmonies.
Well, it can hurt. You know, Yuzi's going to jump in, so I'll just let her do it.
Good morning, Alice family. The car Kevin Hart was driving was custom built, and it has a 2019 Hellcat engine, about 750 horsepower.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know that to be. That's where I saw the text. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah,
but it sounds to me like he bought a neat new car and took it ripping and roaring down some mountain roads. That's what it sounds like to me. You know, me and my speculation, but brand new car.
Right. Let's have some fun with it.
Kick-ass classic.
With a monster engine.
Right.
Let's go.
Let's go see what this thing can
do. Oh, oops. We're not professional drivers on a closed course, and we've just gone off a cliff.
Right.
And we're hurt. I'm going to leave the season.
Is Scott high? He sounds manic AF. Even more than usual.
Mm.
And that's saying
something.
Who
knows? He's just Scott.
Scott literally has no idea what he's talking about. Ken Jeong did stand up for years.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
The story that he told me about, which is why I asked him about it, was much harsher. Like, he just didn't want to trash him on the air.
Ken Jeong. Oh.
Yeah.
I missed the story because I was taking a call, so I'm going to ask you about it out there.
All right.
Hey, by the way, we have our Disneyland winner already, Jim from San Francisco.
All right. Congratulations, Jim.
415 says, for folks that have pretty questionable taste in music, it's funny to hear you critique your critique of Enya and others.
I don't think anybody's taste in music is questionable, person who's so judgy.
Yeah, it's just our dumb opinion.
Everybody gets to, they're obviously butt sore because they love Enya.
Yeah,
or yeah,
okay.
Like stuff
go
if
ahead,
you
like,
want.
Like whatever
no
you want.
No one's trying to stop you from liking stuff.
We don't have to listen to it.
Yeah. If we come over to your house and you're playing, we're going to break your stuff.
But. Right. I'm trying to turn that on at my place.
Oh, there's a remix version of this song. Here it is.
It's really not that much better.
Like that?
Yeah, nice little.
That
little
said, if this is what I have to listen to massage your butt, I'll probably listen to it.
Sure.
I'll probably
I'm gonna put on some Enya if you'll touch me.
All right.
All right.
I can make
that
happen.
Will you give me a sensuous massage to this?
Why do you sound like that?
Because I'm sensual. I want my body to be touched by you. Can you get some scented oils?
Enya is good music to bleep to.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
If you want to have just a romantic moment, why don't you light some candles too and put some rose petals on the bed? Ugh. What is it, our anniversary? Get out of here. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Who takes a picture while they're getting a lap kiss? Be in the moment. Jeez.
A horn dog. Wants to show it to his buddies.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't even think of that. Of course he took a picture while he was getting that.
Mm-hmm. And in the mirrors right there.
No. Hey, I'm looking. I have a good shot. I think I'll... She's not looking. I'll quickly. She has her eyes squeezed shut. Took a picture.
I love Taylor. I'm 59. I'm also 42 and have a 4- and a 2-year-old girls at home, and we all love the new Taylor Swift album.
All right. Yeah, it's one thing to love an album. It's another one to just be, like, almost psychotic over it.
I'm 41-year-old adult straight male, and I love Taylor, too.
All right. Listen, I thought it was funny. It was great. I've just never, like...
Your friends love it.
I've
they
known them for
love
all
it.
This time, and there's never been a record that's come out ever that they've been like, oh my God, have you heard the new blank? And after all this time, I just was really, I mean, it's not like Taylor Swift's some new artist or something.
Get off them. They just discovered her.
I don't think so. Their interest just peaked. This album is better by far than that Reputation. I hated every song on that except Delicate.
Oh.
I didn't like any of the songs on that.
Your friends are obsessed with it.
Yeah. They need to calm down.
No,
they need to not be.
They're into
you know,
it.
It's great, and be into it all you want. Yeah. You must like me for me.
I only read this one because I'm usually the one that gets picked on about the way I say things. Oh. Yuzette, it's singer, not singer. Oh.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I was probably looking this way, and then I looked that way, and then it just traveled on. So,
whoa!
Oh, double words.
Yikes.
Sheesh! It's a sad hump day.
I don't think you can say that.
She didn't say.
I did it. What? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, the two birds that you just flipped up into the air.
No,
at the
I have
comment.
No idea.
I don't think you can say that either.
Birds? Yeah. Birds.
No, the part that you know. Never mind. You almost tricked me. I'm not going to do it.
The hotline's ringing.
Oh, it's probably our interviews for our interns.
Oh.
Oh.
Whew. We need those.
Finally.
One thing.
We used to call the police often because a man would sleep and poop in front of our front door.
Oh.
We moved.
Yeah. I hope you put that on the disclosures. Disclose that Larry... sleeps here and poops.
Those baby doll dresses are called shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Back to work after a long maternity leave. Super bummed to leave my babe at home. But listening to you guys makes it so much better.
Mm.
I've missed you. Thank you. That's from 707.
Welcome back to the world of adults.
Mm-hmm. Baby doll dresses are coming back, Vinny. Yeah.
Okay. Baby doll dress and a gust of wind. It's like the perfect storm.
Yeah, I don't think the missus is going to be putting one of those on.
Well, she might with some leggings.
Yeah, she's not going to do it the way I would.
Yeah, she's pretty modest.
The way that from the 90s.
Yeah. The old way.
Oh, my God. You raised your hands and everything just showed.
Keep your hands down when we're out in public. Do that at home.
That's awesome. You're rad.
Yeah.
Vinny might not lose his last name. My dad had the same problem. His last name was going to disappear. So my husband agreed to take his name.
Oh.
So now our son has the last name. People are choosing to keep last names depending on situations now. I'm not worried about it. Names live and die, and sure, you know, it's okay. My kids are the legacy, but, you know.
Plus, with 23andMe now, you can find your people. You don't have to know the name.
Ears aren't gauged. They're stretched. I cringe when people say that. They are plugs, not gauges. Ugh.
Okay. They all suck, whatever you call them. They look awful. That's just my opinion.
You can do whatever you'd like.
Right.
And I can think whatever I want.
So
and
Metallica,
I can go to hell, as far as you're concerned.
Right. So Metallica is too metal to be mentioned. They have blackened whiskey and beer made by Stone Brewing.
I didn't read every single one.
It's, Maiden has a beer, and there's a few different.
It was the highest price ones too. Maybe they have cheap beer. Because they didn't mention the Train wine either. Doesn't Train have its own wine?
Like Jupiter
or something.
Yes.
Yeah. They just named a few. It wasn't like a comprehensive list of every famous person that's ever done a liquor.
Really, Vinny, your kids have to cover their legs? My kids are 5 and 7, and if they wear any kind of dress or skirt, we just have him wear shorts underneath. Too hot to cover the legs. Yeah, that's the way they have to do it.
Mm.
I don't know what, you know, whatever. And she's absolutely wants to wear skirts, so she'll do whatever.
I'll put it on.
Sit there and sweat. Doesn't matter.
Right.
It's called Save Me San Francisco Wine Company.
Oh, how nice. It's adorable.
Sarah.
Yara.
Did you literally laugh out loud?
I literally laughed out loud. You know what's so funny is that, you know, I'm trying to not say that constantly, because if I don't think about it, it comes out of my mouth. And everything I watch, all the entertainment things, every quote everyone does, that word is everywhere
inescapable. It's not something. So I spent 2 of the days of our 3-day weekend on the beach with my kids. Mm-hmm. And one of the things you do is if you're downwind of any conversation, you hear whatever they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I heard that word, people crutching on that so hard that I couldn't stop just listening as it was being put into the conversation. It's no longer. It's
DEFCON 5 now.
Right.
Which means I think it's going to blow up soon and be over.
Well, no one seems to be trying to stop it.
I'm trying. Well, I'm not trying to stop other people. I don't care what other people say, but you're right. I hate crutch words, and I often find one. Actually is one of mine. Anyways is one of mine.
You with the S?
I always say anyways. Are we done?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's good to be back, you guys.
Yeah, it is.
It's nice when the gang's all here.
You love to hear rumors going around the hall about Vegas trips coming soon.
Oh.
Squad trips coming soon.
Rumors abound.
They're all over the halls.
Yeah, and
everywhere I go.
Seems like we take them out there with us. So it's, wow, I love rumors. Hey, Vinny.
Yeah.
Big Brother tonight.
I'm ready. Yeah. So tonight is
veto night.
Okay.
And then tomorrow is a double live eviction. It's the one where they play the whole week of Big Brother all in one night live.
Oh, that's epic.
Super fun.
So 2 people go home tomorrow night.
Yeah. Oh, I know. So good. Anyway.
Who's going to win?
I don't know, but probably Mickey. I don't want him to, but they're playing a good game.
It's a good chance it could be Holly.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, who knows? I'm excited to watch it play out.
If both of them were up, Holly and Mickey, I think people would vote for Holly.
I agree. I really think that he has burned enough people. I don't know why he's angling to get rid of, like, Jessica. I really think the people, you want to go to the final three with Jessica and Nicole, who have done nothing. Like, why are you getting rid of any of those people? Get rid of the girl you're with. She's done more than you have. Get her out.
How would that be?
It would be a smart move.
If he said, I'm sorry, honey, I have to put you
up.
I've
got to put you up.
You have a good game, and I can't beat you.
And I really want that $500,000.
And no, I'm not splitting the money.
No. I'll buy a nice dinner when we're out.
A dinner.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen, you guys, have a great day, and we'll catch you back here on Thursday.
Thank you.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.